Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show, episode number 52. Oh my god, I forgot to stop all the sound effects from playing. No Mouth Brigade. Dear Lord.
Yeah, they broke up.
They broke up. Yeah, never to be heard from again. We gotta wait for the VH1 Behind the Music to come out on that. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing marvelous. How you doing, Eric?
I am wonderful. How's everybody doing out there? This is episode 52. We got a lot of fun stuff planned for today. It's just me and Josh right now, but I think What's-His-Face is coming in.
Yeah, What's-His-Face might be in, but we're not sure, so let's not promise anything.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, is it a good chance he's going to be here?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll say Brandon's going to be here in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay? So hopefully second segment we'll have Brandon here. But for right now, it's just me and Josh. I'm going to talk about some news.
Plenty of it.
News and other things that we got.
Yeah.
I got prank phone calls for breaks today. It's going to be a funny show.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we get to about an hour, people are going to be really, really happy.
Yeah. Get off our backs saying, hey, why hasn't the show been an hour? I got like 50 emails asking us why the show's been short.
I got 48 emails asking why the show's so long.
It's not
as many, so like there's more people want it longer than shorter. So we're gonna go with the majority here,
yeah.
Like they do with everything else.
Sometimes, you know, the show just drags on, and there's nothing we can do about it.
I remember going back and listening to the episode where we had Queenie in the studio. That was an hour and a half long.
It was long. Hey, yeah. Tilt your mic down.
Tilt it down.
Yeah, you're not talking into the goddamn thing.
I was talking near it.
Let me turn you up a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So anyway, should we get into the news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about some news here. So here's my favorite jingle ever. Wait for it.
Now, new things you need know.
We both did it.
About
that's funny shit. Oh, I don't care who you are. So anyway, in the news, there's a lot of stuff in there. I gotta stop that.
Oh my god.
That keeps happening.
No, you're something else today, buddy.
I didn't do that on purpose. Anyway, news. Let's go. Let's hit it.
Well, you guys know how I'm a big fan of international news.
We all know that.
Well, I stayed national this week, just to spite everybody.
Kept it within the confines of the United States.
The first story comes to us from Florida.
Florida.
A woman was arrested for animal abuse after having oral sex with her two dogs.
Really?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is. You know what she likes?
I gotta hear more.
Some
no,
of that
what?
Dog lapping. You know, when a dog uses, like, its lapping ability,
yeah.
it's not, they're not lapping it up with the front of their tongue. They're actually
sure.
using a reverse hook,
yeah.
and it scoops
that's
it
how they
in.
Drink.
So it's not normal, you know what I mean? They're basically going down on the clit.
The dog's tongue actually acts like a ladle.
Yes.
Of sorts.
Yes, ladle on pussy.
So anyway, this lady was arrested for having sex with her dogs.
Well, not sex, oral sex.
Oral
but that's
sex.
Just as bad.
Well, yeah.
You know, basically, the news recently broke that a young woman was arrested for having oral sex with her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, Miranda Johns, is 21 years old and lives in Naples, Florida.
So wait, hold on. How did they find out?
Okay, that's where it gets crazy.
Are you getting to that?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Caught. You might be wondering at this point how she got caught doing such a thing.
Yep.
Well, it's a funny story.
I sure am.
It turns out her boyfriend, Kurtz Viva Valencio.
Ooh, there's a heck of a last name.
Kurtz Viva Valencio.
That's his last name?
That is.
That's something.
Well, he sent the video, which was shot on his cell phone, to authorities.
Yep.
He just totally turned around and was like, here, go ahead, get lapped up by these pooches here, and then I'll send it into the old 5-0.
So he was filming this.
It turns out it wasn't the canine unit that came to the door. Otherwise, she would have got wet.
Yeah.
Well,
I see what you did there.
Then the video has now leaked online.
Yeah.
Apparently, Viva Valencio didn't send police the videos out of concern for the canine community.
Yeah.
Rather, he'd been accused of by the Johnses, her parents, of sexual assault not long before the incident took place. So
he was accused of sexually assaulting her or the dogs?
Her.
Okay.
So then he's like, well, if you don't want to have sex with me, why don't you have sex with our dogs here?
The canines we got.
I'm Mr. Viva Valencio, and you're on Candid Camera.
What kind of dogs were they?
It doesn't go on to say, but we can guess wildly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like, it would make sense if it was a bigger dog, you know, bigger tongue, bigger, you know, you don't want to get eaten out by a chihuahua.
A chihuahua. It was probably a husky.
You want maximum clit coverage. It was what I'm guessing.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
If you get something like a St. Bernard.
Right. And then that whiskey thing around his neck is hitting you off your ass.
All right. It shows what the dogs are, but it doesn't tell you what breed it is.
Okay.
So look at these photos. Okay, and you tell me what breed they are.
Oh, wow. She's a fucking weird looking chick. So that looks like a border collie.
All right, a border collie. He's lapping up the sides,
like
you know.
Like a herding sheepdog type looking dog. And then the one on the right, that looks like a fucking, like a husky mixed with a lab or.
Yeah, that's probably true. All have wide tugs.
And then there's a little fucking terrier underneath there.
Oh, the terrier.
You don't want that thing eating your pussy.
Well, that's why it said two dogs out of the three, I guess. Because the little one is still too young. She didn't want to get in trouble for child bestiality.
Right, yeah. No means no.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is that it for that one?
That's it for that one. I thought it was pretty gross and worth talking about.
That's a good way to kick off episode 52.
And speaking of, you know, women's sports, we do have a couple things we wanted to talk about. Some cheerleading.
That's right.
That happened back in June, actually, but I guess the video just started coming out right around now.
Yeah. Did you guys all see that out there? The video of the cheerleader with the coach pushing her down because she couldn't get into a maximum split, whatever you call it.
Man, I just think it's dangerous. Like,
yeah.
I'm not a sexist. I'm not a misogynistic person.
Sure.
But women's sports are becoming more and more dangerous. And I think we need to take steps to prevent these women from being hurt.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I think I'm being kind of a feminist there. That aspect. But maybe not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry.
No, so this was the this girl here. Warning. So I got the video up here on YouTube. So this chick is crying in agony as the coach is pushing down on her. And it doesn't matter if the guy's black.
She gave us this video of her being forced into the splits at a cheerleading practice in June. In 24 seconds, she screams, "Please stop."
Well,
I bet basically he was, rape splitting her there, dude. And it's bad. And of course,
it's disturbing.
You know, it's,
you know, what
African American fellow.
What's next? I mean, you know, where do you go from here?
I don't know. It's pretty bad, though. I mean, I know that if I was a cheerleader and they were forcing me to do splits, I would probably fight it, you know, like she did. But that whole team was holding her down. She had her arms held down, the legs, and then the coach was pushing down on her shoulders saying, "Split, damn it, split."
It wasn't just the coach. It was like the entire squad.
The entire squad.
Yeah, they're all guilty as far as I'm concerned here.
See, this was going on all day from what I read, so it wasn't just her. This was the only one that got the video taken of it, because really, you only need one.
Yeah.
And then you're busted. So he was actually... He was actually put on administrative leave with pay.
With pay?
With pay until they figure all this out. So
there was another one with the girl at the swimming pool.
I'm surprised the dean of students didn't go, "You better just split, buddy."
Anyway,
I heard he actually got a job recently with the KKK cheerleading squad.
Oh, really?
Working for David Duke.
The black guy?
Give me a K.
K.
Give me another K.
K.
Give me another K.
K.
And what's that stand for?
The white supremacy.
White. Cheerleading.
The black guy did that?
Yeah.
That doesn't make much sense.
No, of course not.
I was
fibbing. Well, anyway, don't we have more footage of girls being injured during sports?
Oh, sure. There was the swimming pool one.
Yep.
I don't even know if I have that up still.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to women's...
It's gone. We got girls' field hockey fights. I mean, there's all kinds of volleyball fights.
Oh, man. This
women's sports is really just going down the tubes.
I know. I used to watch it all the time when I was young.
They're so aggressive. Look at them.
And now they're pulling each other's hair.
Yeah. And
the coach just kicked one of the girls.
Nails. They're clawing each other.
Now the police are in, but it's spelled Paulus.
Yeah, this is in Europe.
Yeah.
European fucking
European
girl sports.
European sports is where it's at.
Just way crazier. All right. This is not funny. All right. Let's move on. I got, do you have anything else?
Oh, I do, actually.
Okay. I always, as always. I can't fucking talk today. So I always have the Huffington Post page up here. Yeah. With, while you're searching for your next story, I could always read these funny
headlines? Headlines? I already got it up. I was just messing around.
Okay, go ahead.
The next thing I wanted to talk about was the strange story of that Blacks for Trump guy.
Oh, right. The guy at the rally in
Phoenix. The Phoenix rally, yeah.
Yeah, the Blacks. What did his sign say?
It basically just said Blacks for Trump.
Okay.
And he was wearing a T-shirt that also said Trump and Republicans are not racist.
Okay. I don't agree with that. But.
You know, well, right. 90% of the country doesn't agree with that right now. After,
sure.
Like all the shit that was going on at Charlottesville, and this guy shows up. Well, this guy has, like, a multitude of names.
Uh-huh.
Okay? His name is variously known as Michael Simonette, Maurice Woodside, and Mikhail Israel.
Okay.
And he's not only trending on Twitter hashtags, but has a great deal of curiosity in the Google searches. The internet sleuths find the man's bizarre URL. And basically, he has a few websites, and then every time you click on them,
yeah,
it takes you to another website.
Uh-huh.
Where it's all his like conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The one website's gods2.com. Oh, man. Well, anyway, he claims that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are Ku Klux Klan members, and Oprah Winfrey is the devil.
So, let me get this straight. Barack Obama's in the KKK.
Yes.
What is it? I don't think black people are allowed in the KKK.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm not 100% sure about this, but I'm pretty positive black people not allowed in the KKK.
Well, then he went on or to wanted. Say that all of the Native Americans are the real white supremacists. Oh,
well, I don't know how. I don't get it.
I don't know. This guy's out of his gourd, I guess. He loves Trump, and I don't get it, but if it's something he wants to do, then
whatever.
You know, more white power to him.
Do you want to hear about the down and dirty life of vagina smuggling?
Yes, I would love to hear more about vagina smuggling.
I just clicked on this because I was curious when I saw the title.
Yeah.
When it comes to hiding contraband on your body, women have a major physiological edge over men, an extra hiding spot, and apparently that's the vagina.
Right.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing about the vaginas. They go pretty deep, some of them.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I'm sure you could fit, like, maybe, what do you say, a half a pound of salami in there?
I got a brick of cocaine, cacana.
Oh, man.
What
are some of the other things that you think you can smuggle in a vagina these days?
Oh, probably...
bleach, a whole tube of bleach.
A few whipped cream cartridge containers.
And every time they sit down, they go,
yeah,
you make cream pies.
Oh, dear fucking God.
Literally.
So, I am so sick of talking about vaginas already. I think we should go on to our next. Oh, you know what I did find?
What'd you find?
Do you remember? I didn't tell the listeners this.
But now you're gonna.
But remember I texted you a couple months ago, actually. I think it was in May. I was on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Yeah,
I got
that.
The audio clip of it.
Really?
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
I do have it, and I'm going to play it for you right now. So, okay, everyone, let me set this up. So,
well, who are the Free Beer and Hot Wings?
That's what
show?
I'm getting to.
Okay, good. Okay,
settle down.
I listen to them occasionally.
Yeah. I listen to them in the morning. I think they're from Wisconsin.
But they,
or
no,
Michigan?
It's Michigan.
Okay. So they're from Michigan. It's a morning zoo talk show.
For 5 hours every morning.
So they're a syndicated talk show, morning show. And they do this segment called the Talk About Blank segment,
yes,
right? So you can call up and talk about anything you want. So I had a little extra time before work, so I figured I'll thumb through some of my notes in my phone and think about the I'll talk about the stupidest thing I could possibly think of to talk about. And I came up with something.
Right?
I came across an observation I had made that if you watch videos from like the 20s and 30s and you know the early 1900s, people are wearing dress shoes no matter what they're doing. So like you watch the Olympics and fucking running, they're running marathons in dress shoes. I mean, they didn't have Nikes back then.
You didn't even like during football and shit.
Yeah,
the early football, they were wearing dress cleats.
Yeah, you see, you know, I took notice that I thought it was funny.
It is
so
funny.
So I called up the show and told them I wanted to talk about that, and they agreed that it was fucking hilarious.
Okay.
And so here, I'll have the clip for that.
That's awesome.
I have the clip. Here we go.
In the next segment, if she just put on a little weight, she'd be Justin's dream woman.
Are we not going to get to this?
Let's go.
I'm really interested by this.
All right. Do you think he'll hold on till the beginning of the next segment?
Yeah, I'll ask him.
All right.
Better. That's important.
All right. Eric and Wilkes-Barre has an important observation to share with the world, and Steve is right. It can't just be left hanging.
No.
The world needs to know.
That's
and
awesome, Eric. I can't
it
believe
the
they, like,
Aronowick show.
You really got through to this.
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
I had them cracking up.
Oh, you're going to play this whole commercial?
No.
New to the show?
I edited
you're
it.
Going to love the free beer and hot week show.
1-800-947-3979. The extension of the I Can't Wait to Talk About Blank segment. If you want to jump
the
in, you
extension.
Can.
The extension.
Eric Wilkes-Barre.
Never.
Listening on 97.9X. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I'm not in Wilkes-Barre, just to make that clear. Don't lump me in with those people.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Tamaqua.
Oh, okay. Ah, yes.
Beautiful, beautiful country out here.
Yeah, okay. It is.
So, listen, I heard you guys talking about basketball earlier, and it got me thinking about, I don't know if you guys have that YouTube thing. You can watch videos of older people doing things. Now, if you watch videos from the previous century, earlier part of the previous century, everybody's wearing dress shoes no matter what they did. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's ever made that observation.
You're the first one to realize that footwear has evolved.
Yeah.
That's a big congratulations. And this YouTube thing sounds magical. Is that available
on... You can check it out. It's going to catch on.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
So if you watch the Olympics, everybody is wearing dress shoes.
Is that from the previous century, too?
Or from, like...
Well, I mean, depending on what part of the world you're in, you might find somebody wearing dress shoes, you know.
What other musings have you come up with?
Oh, plenty.
I believe it. I totally believe it.
Did you know there was a time before zippers?
No.
The button was a king.
That's right.
Rick, the button was king.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right, man.
I mean, it's true. You can't argue with that.
And now you can't find a button.
Snaps were unheard of.
Yeah, what happened to buttons?
Velcro.
The button. I waited like 15 minutes.
I'm happy he did.
Try out his open mic material.
it works, right?
Yeah.
What's
the deal with Shemokin?
Well, they hadn't discovered rubbers yet, really. So he had to make them out of leather bottom shoes.
That's crazy.
There you go.
I can't believe that. That's
it.
That's awesome.
So that was my time on the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. They cut me off before I was getting ready to plug the show, and they cut me off and stopped me after I gave the... that fucking great line, the button was king.
Yeah.
I didn't have that planned. That was I didn't think that was going to be the funniest part of the clip, but it ended up being they loved that line.
Well, I love the whole idea of it. You're absolutely right. I mean, those people, I mean, bowling, you know, is done in dress shoes.
Yeah.
They did
everything.
Baths.
You see kids running out in the street playing baseball, dress shoes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know.
Garbage pickers in dress shoes.
the point I really wanted to get to, like the actual joke of that whole thing, because I mean there wasn't really any jokes that I got to tell. I was hoping they would let me get to that, but they cut me short. But I wanted to say, you know, look at the like an Olympic interview in the 20s. Go ahead. I just ran a marathon. Ask me how I'm feeling. Say, you just won the marathon. How you feeling?
You just won the marathon. How you feeling?
Fucking terrible. I ran it in dress shoes. All right, people. We're going to go on break. We'll be right back. Oh, listen. Let me set this break up, too. So we haven't done a show in, what, 3-4 weeks? So it's been a while.
Yeah.
And in that time between last show and now, I have some friends that I work with that are engineers at Penn State. So she had some students that they're 22, you know, they're still gullible, but they're great, great kids. And I prank called them and told them that I was Farnsworth Lickahouse, new, we're building a new machine called the Huge Hadron Collider. Now, okay, I'm a little nerdy, so, you know, if you're a nerd like me, you're going to nerd out on this. The Large Hadron Collider is a particle accelerator in Europe. So if you don't know what it is, Google it and then listen to the prank call. It's pretty funny. So I'm telling them we're building a new, bigger Hadron
Collider.
Why don't
you just play it and let them fucking know about it?
I'm just trying to, you know, fucking set it up for them. So if they don't know, you know, Large Hadron Colliders in Europe, new Huge Hadron Collider, Puerto Rico.
And we'll be right back.
And we'll be right back. Check this phone call out, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
Hello?
Jessica.
Yes.
I was trying to get a hold of you. What are you doing?
Hanging out. Well, who is this?
My name is Farnsworth Lickahouse, and I am a professor of engineering down at the university in Puerto Rico, the University of Science, and I was calling to speak with you about a possible research sabbatical. How does that sound? I got your name. I got your name from Christopher Martin. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
He's a professor of yours, isn't he? Am I correct?
Yes.
So, he said you were one of his more competent students, and we have a large research project underway. Are you familiar with a machine called the Large Hadron Collider?
No.
The Large Hadron Collider is a particle accelerator in Sweden and France that's 17 miles in circumference. It's the biggest machine that's ever been built. Now, have you ever seen any kind of programming on the Science Channel, perhaps, of the Large Hadron Collider, the particle accelerator that discovered the Higgs boson?
No.
Aren't you an engineering student?
Yes.
And you've never heard of the biggest machine ever built, the Large Hadron Collider?
No.
I mean, I could give you a minute. Are you near a computer? You can Google it. I can understand. I can understand if this is a little, you know, overwhelming. But my proposition to you, Jessica, is that down at the University of Science, we are preparing to build an even bigger Hadron Collider. Now, the particle accelerator in Geneva, Switzerland, the LHC, this machine discovered the Higgs boson. It probes the depths of nature itself, okay? And they discover particles. Now, we here in the Americas feel that our science programs have been lacking. And we here want to build a bigger machine than the one in Geneva, Switzerland. It's going to be the biggest Hadron Collider in the entire world. Does this sound like something you'd be interested in? I mean, this is groundbreaking research, my dear. This opportunity is not going to be presented to you probably ever again in your life. Now, it's going to be also lucrative for you monetarily. So what's going to happen here is that this particle accelerator, instead of probing the depths of nature, we plan on smashing together particles in the hopes that we can create wristwatches to sell. But this machine is going to...
Okay.
This machine is going to be at least 5 times as big. It's going to be about a $30 billion machine. It's the biggest machine in the world. But we got to get some of our cash back. You understand? We need good engineers, Jessica. The Large Hadron Collider cannot be the biggest machine in the world anymore. We have to build a bigger Hadron Collider. The biggest Hadron Collider ever.
It's
going to
be huge.
It's going to be huge. That's correct. That's correct, Jessica. You understand now. We need good engineers on this. I mean, if we're going to spend $30 billion to build this gigantic, huge machine, as you called it, we have to make some of our money back.
Can you spell it for me?
These are gonna be high dollar watches that we're making here at this particle accelerator, and then we hope to move up to more complex things like a bicycle,
or like sporting equipment like baseball bats and whatnot.
Okay, yeah, sounds interesting.
Okay, well, that's good that we have your interest. Can I email you? And at a later date, we can set up the air travel down to Puerto Rico. You can come see the spaceship swamp right now, but we're going to, what we plan on doing is killing all the wildlife and removing everything out of there.
All right.
Jessica.
I'm not sure that I'm okay with that, but I mean.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to build the biggest Hadron Collider that the world has ever seen,
yeah, you
know, there's going to.
I got it.
You need the space. Exactly. Because again, it's huge.
Huge.
It's a huge Hadron Collider. That Large Hadron Collider is not going to be at the top of the food chain of particle accelerators anymore. It's the Huge Hadron Collider.
Yep.
You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, I will send you an email here shortly, and you let me know, and you can help... Get down to Puerto Rico as quick as you can so we can start displacing all these people that live on the site where the machine's going to be built.
Yep, sounds good.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be along for the ride, Jessica. I cannot wait to meet you again. My name is Farnsworth Lickerhouse. I am the professor of engineering. Excuse me, at the University of Science. Thank you, Jessica.
Hello.
Thank you. Okay, take care, sweetie.
All right,
bro. All right, everybody, we're back with more Skooks of Hazzard show. What did you think about that prank call, Josh?
I thought it was pretty funny. I know a little bit about the Large Hadron Collider, so I did get the jokes. Hopefully most of our audience does, and they're not just dumb idiots.
No.
I'm just kidding. I know you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that humor is very...
almost non-existent on this
That's a good word. That's the word I was looking for. Non-existent. Not on this show, but in general. Science, comedy, you know, I found a way to merge the two. Science and comedy.
I have a good one.
Go ahead.
Okay. You're into science. So,
I am.
Do you know about the electron, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And you know about the proton?
I do.
And the neutron?
Know all about it.
You know what the homotron is?
No.
That's the one where it blows all the fuses.
blow.
Yeah, it blows all the fuses.
I get it. It's a sex joke.
Sorry, not
of
sorry.
Of sorts.
Yes.
So here we go. This next segment we're going to do, we were talking about what to do. We were arguing about what we're going to bring back an old bit, and we decided that instead of just bringing one back, we're going to fucking bring them all back.
Yeah, at least six of them.
Yeah, a good bit of them. A high percentage of the bits we've done before, we're going to do in this new segment called Hodgepodge. So here we go. Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge is a hodgepodge of all our old bits, and we're gonna do just a few of each from all the different,
shows in the past, yeah.
Old bits.
We've taken them from like episode 30 all the way up to episode 50, where we had a lot of the bulk materials of us actually being funny.
Sure.
So fuck it. Let's it again.
We got. I might as well play this jingle again.
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge, and then we got all the fucking jingles for all the old bits. This is gonna be fun. We're gonna have fun. What are we gonna do first here, Josh? Ad-libs. We're going to do ad-libs first. You guys remember ad-libs? I think it's been quite a while since we've done ad-libs.
Since episode 33, I want to say.
It's been a while. It's been like 20 episodes. Here's the jingle for ad-libs. I love that one. I don't know why. It's just...
Well, then play it again.
So ad-libs is Josh is going to ask me to fill in the blanks here. Very specific words he's going to be looking for. I'm going to give him the answers. And then we'll read them.
And then I'll read a little story.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Just to get your mind in it, the name of the story is How to Make Boilo.
How to Make Boilo.
And if you don't know what Boilo is,
Google it.
Yeah, it's a drink.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Alcoholic
okay.
drink.
First word. I'm looking for a plural noun.
A plural noun. Cox.
Okay. Cox. Okay. Adjective.
An adjective. Oh. Let's see here, an adjective. Think.
That's a descriptive word.
Yeah, I know what
for.
It is.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I'm trying to think of the perfect adjective.
Oh, the perfect adjective, yes.
Everybody's sexy. Looking.
Sexy.
Sexy.
Noun.
A noun. Vagina. These are all sex.
Yeah, I can tell related. So far. I'm going to need another noun.
Another noun.
This is kind of a short one. We only have a few more words to fill in for this one.
Black tar heroin.
Okay. Black tar heroin. Not just your regular white tar heroin. you gotta get black.
Like, yep.
You know, the way we love it.
Sure.
Okay. Hero in. And another noun, please.
Another noun.
Yeah, I went three nouns back to back.
Okay. Let me think here. Another noun. How about...
Yeah, because something like black tar heroin.
How about something like that?
Yeah.
How about baby powder?
All right, baby powder. That's another sexual joke, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
All right, adverb.
An adverb. Got to end in an L-Y.
Yes, L-Y. And don't say merrily.
Merrily. An adverb. Let's see here.
It's often my favorite.
How about slovenly?
Slovenly? What the fuck does that mean?
No.
What the fuck is that?
You're a disgusting slob. You're slovenly.
Slobbingly.
No, sloven.
Sloven?
S-L-O-V-E-N-L-Y.
All right. And an adjective.
An adjective. How about hairy?
Hairy. Okay, hairy. There we go. All right, so that's all of them.
Okay.
Now I am going to read how to make boilo.
Okay, and again, this is how to make boilo. Ready? Go.
Yes. Most cocks don't even know what boilo is. Well, it's a sexy drink made from black tar heroin and vagina. First off, find instructions on baby powder. Oh, fuck. Fuck the instructions. Slovenly. That's it. Nice and hairy.
Okay.
How to make boilo.
That's how you make boilo. Yeah. So if you're curious and you want to make your own boilo, rewind this part of the show and write that down.
Yeah.
Get yourself some black tar heroin
and baby
powder.
And vagina.
And some vaginas.
And you cocks will figure it out.
Mix it all in a bowl and serve chilled. So you got another one, right?
What's it really made out of? Like whiskey, honey, and citrus?
Apples.
Yeah, Danish.
There's some apples and some pastries in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the second, we got another one.
Yep, one
now,
more.
Remember, we're only doing a couple of each. We're it's a hodgepodge.
Right, we're not trying to bog you down with one little bit.
Yeah, this isn't a whole ad-lib segment. This is a hodgepodge of all our favorite funny bits. So here we go.
Okay, so the next one's called What I Did on My Summer Staycation.
What I Did on My Summer Staycation.
Okay. Give me a person.
A person?
Yes.
How about we go with David Duke?
David?
He's been in the news.
David Duke. Of course he has.
The grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
I mean, how is he actually a wizard?
Yeah, well, he's got some tricks up his sleeves.
Yeah.
All right.
Place?
A place? A place. Kmart.
Okay. Yeah, good call.
All right.
We just did a...
We talked about Kmart last week.
Yeah, that's true. I got rejected for my...
For your...
Jingle.
Your jingle, this one. Kmart. I fucking love that jingle. It's a great jingle.
Next one, we're looking for a noun.
A noun. Let's go with... penis pimple.
Okay, penis pimple. And they are rare.
Well.
But beautiful.
No, not for me.
number.
Oh, man. Jeez, a number that's going to be funny? What's the funniest number? Not 69.
I wasn't thinking 69. Or was I?
How about 11?
Okay, 11. Adjective.
Adjective, ugly.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and ask you for a noun.
Another noun. Let's go with another noun. How about a penis pump?
Okay, sticking with the penises.
What's the story again?
What I did on my summer staycation.
Oh, well, there we go. This ought to be good.
Okay. Adjective.
Adjective. Let's go with crippled.
Right? Fucking crippled.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to need another noun from you.
Another noun. Let's do nipple.
Okay. Nipple. Relative.
Oh, a relative?
Yeah, like a relative.
Okay. Let's do my second cousin.
I am not even fucking kidding.
You were thinking about that.
I was thinking second cousin, and you totally read my mind.
We are fucking linked telepathically.
Through microphones.
Through microphones.
And headphones. And any kind of phones.
And cables.
Yep.
What else?
A verb ending in ED. Past tense.
Well, yeah, because they all past tense verbs would end in ED.
That's correct. I was just helping you and our listeners.
Past tense verb. Fucked.
Fucked.
Why not?
Perfect.
Old reliable.
Fits right in there. Now a verb with, you know, no ending.
Just a verb up, with no ending?
Like a straight up verb, like play.
Oh, I thought, okay. Verb with no ending.
Never ends, this son of a bitch at play.
Verb, let's see here. Touching.
Touch.
Touch.
Okay. She sees the hat and Fizzy's gonna touch it.
Let me change touch to lick.
All right.
I'm gonna change touch to lick.
Lick.
I wanna make a change.
All right, Fizzy's gonna lick it. Okay.
All right.
Occupation.
An occupation.
Yeah, like a dentist. Something like
male that. Prostitute.
Okay, a male prostitute.
Yes.
Like one that you get in the mail.
Yes, M-A-I-L.
Okay, yeah. I wrote it that way accidentally. Oh, shit. And then finally, a verb.
A verb. Let's see. Crush.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah.
I all like right. it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What I did on my summer staycation.
Hit me with it.
Every year, David Duke takes the whole family to Kmart. But not this year. My dad lost his penis pump, and we are currently broke. He had $11 in the bank and decided to buy us a crippled nipple. Boy, did we have a... wait, I'm sorry. I got to back up.
Back it up.
He had $11 in the bank and decided to buy us an ugly penis pump.
Okay.
Boy, did we have a crippled time. It was like nipple camp when I was younger. My second cousin ended up pregnant and fucked all over the place. My dad then had to lick a male prostitute. Those memories will crush me until the end of time.
Oh, the end.
The end.
The end. That's what you did on your staycation.
My summer staycation,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Okay. That's ad-libs, everybody.
All
moving
right.
along.
Moving along.
We are in our hodgepodge segment right now, and next up, here, read this. We just did this a couple shows ago.
And we loved it.
Very popular.
So
people loved it.
We got like 28 emails and then three texts that yeah. said, don't do it.
Very
whatever,
popular.
Fuck 'em.
Very popular segment. So here we go. Here, read this.
Here, read this.
All right, here, read this. You guys remember how this goes. We use our Cards Against Humanity packs and... Josh has already put some together for me to read. I have some put together for Josh to read. So without further ado.
Here, read this.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. This is one from Josh. And it says, when Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of three dicks at the same time. Oh, they were big dicks, too.
Oh, fuck.
Which is why they were scary.
Well, imagine a whole plague of three dicks.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Here, read this.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl. This is one that Eric just handed me, told me to read this. This is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a saxophone solo.
That guy should be worried about flying a plane, not fucking playing a saxophone solo. All right, go ahead.
Here, read this.
Here we go. Second one from Josh. This says, while the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on child beauty pageants.
The Mexicans always win those child beauty pageants.
Like, do they?
Yeah, I heard Honey Boo Boo has a Mexican heritage.
Get out.
No, that's false.
That's totally
not
correct.
I mean, her parents are like the most racist people I know.
Yeah, here, read this.
All right. Introducing Extreme Baseball. It's like baseball, but with Nazis.
It's very extreme. I mean, yeah
they got a... You know, Hitler's the manager over there, and he's always getting in the ump's face.
A lot of Nazis in the news recently. We're keeping it, what's that word?
Relative.
Relative.
And recent.
That wasn't the word I was looking for. Topical.
Topical, like the cream I eat.
Yeah.
Here, okay. Here, read this.
All right, here we go. What did Vin Diesel eat for dinner? A micro penis.
Just a little dick.
That guy loves dicks. Just a Yeah.
Oh man. He's doing a lot more small films. Yeah. So small parts. Didn't he play Groot?
No, that was Steven Carell.
No, Groot I'm talking about.
Groot from the Minions?
No, Groot.
Oh, I don't know
from,
what that is.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Never like, saw it.
You didn't?
I didn't.
It was about a little tree that would fucking fuck people up. You know?
I haven't had time to really watch TV or movies
it's a
recently.
Movie. It's a recent movie.
Yeah, read that.
Okay. My new favorite porn star is Joey Mouth Herpes McGee.
He's taking the porn world by storm.
Oh, Christ. Imagine
all right.
His lips are all knobby. Here, read this.
I'll take that from you. Let's see here. In L.A. County Jail, word is you can trade 200 cigarettes for AIDS.
That's a whole carton for AIDS.
Oh, boy. Oh, I love AIDS jokes.
How much do you think you have to trade in cigarettes to get the AIDS fucking
vaccine? That's a lot of cigarettes.
I think if you go to jail now, you pretty much should just be given the vaccine before you get in there.
I agree. Here.
You know, here, fuck here. All you want. I don't care.
Here, read that.
Oh, shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
During his midlife crisis, my dad really got into horse meat.
This is a new diet fad.
Oh, the horse meat diet.
Yeah.
Come get some. You'll get nayed more often.
Please hand me one.
Here, read this.
All righty. How many more you got?
That's it for me.
Okay, this is your final one?
Yes, that's my final one.
When I am president of the United States, I will create the Department of the Amish. Ed Yoder.
Ed Yoder. He
Secretary.
Was coming back. Secretary of the...
Secretary Yoder. All right. And for the final, here, read this. Right. Here you go.
Here, read this.
Read that.
What is Batman's guilty pleasure? Crystal meth.
Oh, no. Batman.
The White Knight.
No, yeah, the Dark Knight, the White Knight, whatever. All right.
But it's still spelled N-I-G-H-T,
right.
White Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, that was here, read this.
Uh-huh.
Again, we're doing hodgepodge.
It's a hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge of all our favorite bits from previous episodes of the show. Moving along, we're going on to funny stuff. Wow, we haven't done funny stuff in a while. Funny stuff is jokes. We write jokes for each other. No real topic to adhere to. It's just random jokes, whatever.
I didn't actually write you any for this one.
That's okay. I wrote you a couple, so
yeah,
here you go.
Wow.
Funny stuff. I always used to love this. Haven't done it in a while. Here we go. Funny stuff, number one. Go ahead.
Okay. The mute button on remote controls is very mean. Mute is what you call someone who can't speak. It would be like having a crippled button, or in my case, a limp dick faggot button. Oh, my God.
In your case, oh, it's terrible. A limp dick faggot button.
I hate that word, though.
Oh, whatever. It's all in fun.
Yeah, it is. Big all right. time. All right.
Go ahead. Number two.
More funny stuff.
Funny stuff.
Coming right at you, people.
Yeah.
Zima is making a comeback. Also making a comeback from the 90s, Bill Cosby getting away with rape.
Oh, no, Bill. Oh, that poor man.
Yeah, I love the 90s.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Oh, that was that.
It was so much easier to get, you know, drugs back then.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get drugs now?
How?
I don't know. Ask Bill Cosby. Oh, Jesus
All
Christ.
Right. All right, so that was funny stuff. Ad libs here, read this. Funny stuff. And now we move on to another of my favorite segments, Famous Quotes.
Famous Quotes? Here we haven't go. Done this in...
Famous Quotes. Famous Quotes. Again, another one we haven't done in quite some time.
But another one where the jingle starts out with dun-dun-dun.
You know, it's a good jingle.
It is. I mean, we've used it on countless...
Countless.
Well, maybe like 10.
Yeah, it's like 10. Yeah, it's countable.
All right.
Okay, who wants to go first? Who wants to go
I think
first?
I wrote you two, or yeah. well... You know, I looked up to.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Then, you didn't write these. These are all
real.
Of famousquotes.net. These are actual quotes that people have said.
Okay.
Whether publicly or privately. Okay.
But
so,
they're on the internet, so we know they're there.
They're out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to go first or
yeah,
should
I'll,
I go first?
I'll go first. I'll read this real short one that I have here. It says, I love to rape. And that's a Bill Cosby quote.
Oh, well, God.
Yeah. Apparently.
I love to rape. Here's another famous quote, one that Josh found. This says, my dream role would be porno flicks, Pope Francis. He's going to get in the skin flicks.
Oh, yeah. It's called Holy Cannoli. And it's just a bunch of cream coming at you.
I wrote another, or I mean, pardon me, I found another short one. Go ahead with the other famous quote I found for you.
Okay. Now, whoever said that some Nazis weren't decent people? Oh, yeah, me, President Trump.
He did say that.
He did. They're like, yeah, they're pretty nice. I mean, they don't really hurt anybody.
They had some good people in this group and some good people in that group.
Yeah, I mean, and we're just better drivers.
I still can't believe we have a
fucking asshole.
A moron for a president.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought it couldn't get worse after Bush. I was wrong.
You know, I was thinking the same thing the other day.
Yeah?
His dumb things were, like, just more comical. These are super, super embarrassing.
Yeah, he makes Bush look like a scholar. I mean, it's uncanny.
Which is... Awesome.
This is Josh's other famous quote he found, and this reads, walked into the 7-Eleven and asked the dude for rolling papers, and dude from behind the counter got all pissed off. He had a scowl on his face, and he said, we don't sell drug paraphernalia here. I was like, really? Why not? I mean, you're selling alcohol here. Look, you got condoms, sex pills, and you're even selling hand sandwiches. And you're a Muslim, Stephen Hawking. That was more of an exchange
but
between
still,
two people.
It was a famous quote.
It's very famous.
I know. I've heard it before.
We should just change the segment to quotes. I mean, these aren't really famous. They're just quotes.
I think that was all of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was all of them.
Okay.
Thankfully. And so let's see. We have ad libs. That's check. Here, read this. Check. Funny stuff. Funny or famous quotes. And now you haven't lived. Another one. We only did this once.
Yeah, we did.
So
we're trying to get people to get real familiar with some of our bits. And then you write in and tell us at skooksahazard@hotmail.com what you like the best, and we'll keep doing it for you.
I mean, look, people, you know, we're 52 shows in now, and we're trying to get you familiar with certain bits so we can bring them back. You get excited for them, and you haven't lived as one of them. So here we go. Let me play this theme song. Oh, this is fucking...
Hallelujah, you haven't lived. Yeah, fuck you.
Oh.
You haven't lived.
Fuck yeah. That sounds like you. pretty sure that it was you.
I think.
You're a great singer.
Thank you. I used to be in a band.
You haven't lived. And I believe we both wrote some of these.
Yeah, I think I wrote one for you, and you might have written one for me.
I do. Let me see. Oh, that's a famous quote about the Pope wanting to be in sex films. And let's see. This one. Oh, here we go. Yes, this is the You Haven't Lived. Now, go ahead. You read one. I'll read yours, and then we can finish up this little tidbit on on the one you're going to read. So go ahead.
Okay, here we go. For my first one. If you haven't had a black man force you down into a split until your vagina ripped open like a peeled banana, then you haven't lived.
Oh, that poor cheerleader. That poor cheerleader. Oh,
give me an S.
Give me a K.
Give me a ripping sound.
Ugh. All right, you haven't lived. This is the one Josh handed me here. This says, if you've never run a president... Oh, this, you know, this is just crazy because, you know, mine's kind of similar.
Oh, shit. All right.
If you've never run a presidential campaign that colluded with a foreign entity, banned all Muslims from the military, banned all transgender people from entering the country, and and stared directly into the sun without eclipse glasses, then you haven't lived. There we go, Mr. President.
I can't believe he banned all transgenders from entering the country.
Again.
What an asshole.
Jack off. I mean,
sorry to get political on you, but we're only talking about it briefly and as jokes.
No, really. I mean, luckily we've only got 3 years and 6 months left till this fucking jack off is out of office.
Now, like we said, we just wrote these and handed them to each other. We didn't know what they said, so if something sounds a little familiar, it's both because we feel the same way.
It's very, very similar. Go ahead.
So, you haven't lived. If you've never acted like a sexist, a homophobic, a racist, a white supremacist sympathizing, egomaniac clown, and later went on to become president of the United States, then you haven't lived.
Yeah, so we share
similar we're talking
views.
About Barack Obama there.
Yeah, that Kenyan man.
I thought he was Hawaiian.
Something like that. So there we go. That's You Haven't Lived. Oh, one, you know what? We forgot to do this one. Let me do this one. We got to update people on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about this.
Death toll update.
The Pennsylvania Pokemon death toll update is...
Yeah, what are we up to now?
It's the same as it was last time because nobody plays that game anymore.
I think it was 11.
11. So it's still at 11. The Pennsylvania Pokemon death toll update.
I saw that they're going to be making a new game that's similar to that, but
really?
it's with Star Wars
now.
Oh,
get out.
So yeah, you gotta go look for Luke.
Oh, and Chewbacca.
And Carrie Fisher's dead corpse. Just in case. She wants to be in the sequel. They're looking for a corpse, a rotten body.
Well, I think that's it. I think that's all we got. So I think...
unfortunately.
Wait a minute.
No way.
What? What's that sound? No!
It's not again.
All right, time to start the show.
And now, another segment of Advice from the Expert with your all-knowing host, Dr. Fallible.
All right, you pricks, it's Dr. Fallible back for another episode. Got these two goofballs off the air finally. Couldn't stand that hodgepodge nonsense. So, all right, this is the Dr. Fallible show where, my advice just might suffice. So let's go to the phone lines and take our first caller. All right, it's ringing. Let me, caller, go ahead. You're on the Dr. Fallible show.
Yes, hi there, Dr. Fallible. This is Marty Ramshaw. I'm a longtime fan of your show and a previous caller. You helped me reconnect with my father. Well, Dr. Fallible, I recently found out that I have Danish ancestry. Now, this has me kind of worried, because here I've been eating donuts so on a daily basis, and I ballooned up to over 300 pounds. Now, do you think if I switch to eating Danishes, my natural heritage will help me to lose some weight? And what flavors do you recommend?
Look, pal, I'm not a nutritionist, okay?
Are you sure?
All right, pal. I don't know what the fuck you need here. I'm a psychiatrist.
I don't dabble in nutrition, okay? So basically, probably what I would suggest is that you probably have a gluten-free allergy, and you're going to need to go down to your local hardware store or pharmacy or whatever, wherever you can get some gluten ointment, rub that all over you, maybe a few antihistamine pills, stick them in your rear end, and go about your business. I mean, that's what I would tell you.
Okay, so you want me to go out and buy Danish antihistamines and shove them up my ass?
Look, pal, it may be the right answer you were looking for, maybe the wrong answer. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, like I said, I'm a psychiatrist. I don't fucking deal with biological issues.
Well, I spent a lot of time in a military hospital from 1981 to 1981, and I just get such bad flashbacks about having people, you know, having me held down. You know, I used to be on a team. We were called the Banana Splits, and my coach would just come in and force me down. And I loved it so much. What do you think? Do you think that's good for my colon?
I mean, you know, again, pal, I mean, I really don't have time for this. I thought, you know, you were going to be calling and asking about some, like, love advice or something. I'm not really qualified to answer these questions that you're asking me. And quite frankly, I'm getting a little irritated by the whole thing. I think what might be best for business right now is... I think I'm just going to, shut the show down. I'm going to send it to break, and we have another prank phone call. It's actually part two of the Huge Hadron Collider series.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. That is so nice.
Yeah, the Skooks of Hazard told me that they wanted me to play this this next thing for going into break. So you had part one before with Jessica, and now they got this prank call with this kid Alex Costa here for the second one. So... I don't know what to tell you, pal. Maybe, you know,
well,
just...
should I hold?
Yeah, hold on. I'll put you on hold, and you can talk to Dr. Phil when he comes
Thank
in.
Thank you. Morty loves you.
All right, here you go.
Ramshaw for life.
Part two of the Huge Hadron Collider Prank Call Series with another engineering student from Penn State, Alex Costa. See you later, fuckers.
Hello?
Alex.
Yes.
How you doing, son? My name is Farnsworth Lakerhouse. I'm new chief engineering assistant to Mr. Fitzgerald at Penn State Altoona. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, son. I was going through some of the student records here, some of the students in the department. I was just going through your file here and looking at a few things. Seems you've failed a few classes in the past. Is that correct?
Incorrect. I have never failed a class.
You've never failed a class. You've never had to take a class over again.
I have.
Okay,
I've never gotten an F in a class.
So we've already started off on the wrong foot here, son. You're flat out lying to me. So okay.
Incorrect.
Well, I beg to differ. Moving on. So how am I to believe that you're going to be a contributing member of this team? What gives me the right to believe that?
What team is this again?
I am the chief engineering assistant to Mr. Fitzgerald at Penn State Altoona. Now don't start badgering me with questions, son. I'm the one who called you. You understand?
What is this for, though?
Well, I said I was going through the student records and I came across your file, and it seems to be pretty extensive in the failure department. I'm just concerned that I'm going to be wasting my time helping a guy out who doesn't necessarily give two craps.
What?
Alex Costa, right?
Correct.
I mean, how much is it going to cost me to get you to try this semester? Does the cat have your tongue? I mean, son, maybe you'd be better off, you know, learning how to, you know, run plumbing pipes or something. I mean, that's just my two cents. I mean, are you really going to give me 100% effort this semester? Because, I mean, we're looking to send students down to the Huge Hadron Collider that's being built in Puerto Rico. I already talked to another student, Jessica, already, and she's on her way down there as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the Large Hadron Collider?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, did you know that the Americas are building their own version, a bigger version, the Huge Hadron Collider?
No.
Not so cocky now, are we? The ball is in my court here, Alex, is what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, don't get out of line with me this year, son. I can tell by you're a little cocky, and it's really starting to irk me. So I'm just telling you to watch your step this year, son, okay? And maybe you could be one of the people going down to the Huge Hadron Collider. We need to get people down there to rip all the trees and stuff out, you know, before we go and start, you know, breaking ground. So just a fair warning. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I mean, this is I know we got off on the wrong foot. You were lying to me, but I think we can look past that.
What is it you want from me?
I mean, all I'm looking for is a you know, at least try.
Mm-hmm.
Just try this semester is all I'm asking you.
Okay.
I mean, are you serious about going to work on the Huge Hadron Collider? I mean, what does the Large Hadron Collider do? Can you tell me that?
I mean, dealing with stuff I'm not educated to work
well,
with.
Well, that's the wrong attitude to have. That's the wrong attitude to have. What kind of engineering do you, you know, see yourself doing in 10 years? The correct answer is the correct answer is working on a Huge Hadron Collider. See, that's where you got this game plan in your head, and it ain't gonna go down like that, Alex. I'm trying to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Life isn't what you think it's gonna be, son. Oh, hold on. I got another student coming in here. I'll call you back, Alex. Come sit over here, Henry. Let me talk to Henry, and I will call you back. Sit down, son. All right, Alex, I'll call you back in a little bit.
All right.
All right, thank you, Alex. Sit down, Henry.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the final segment of the Skooks of Hazzard show.
Hop-a-tap.
Hey, how about that Huge Hadron Collider?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I hope everybody enjoyed those.
Alex Costa is, you know, not much of a scholar, so I don't think he's going to make much of himself later on.
Now, Alex and Jessica, thank you both very much for being good sports about the whole prank call. I hope we go viral with that one.
Yeah.
It's got a good chance. Yeah, and we'll all be famous and rolling in the dough.
He seems like he could be a really excellent, you know, cheerleading coach.
Yeah.
That guy.
I'll push them splits right out of you.
Right out of you.
You know, we promised everybody earlier that Brandon was going to be on the show.
About an hour ago.
Then all of a sudden, he tells you that he's burying some cat.
Yeah, he texted me. He said, I'm out at my parents'. You know, I got to bury a cat.
So we're going to call him and see what the hell's going on.
And what happened to this cat?
Why he's avoiding us. I'm not sure I'm buying this. We'll give him a call and see what's going on.
He'll be able to hear me as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Figure what the deal is.
Huh.
This prick better answer. We'll leave a message if he doesn't.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated
that ain't right.
message system.
I'm not leaving a message. I'm going to call him one more time.
Oh, yeah?
And see if see what the deal is.
He probably knows we're trying to...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Call him. I don't know. It's 4:30-ish.
I mean, we can't... The people were expecting him. Brandon!
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, Brandon.
It's Brandon. It's Eric and Josh. We're recording right now. We're on the show.
What are you up to?
Hey, guys.
Well, we told everybody at the beginning of the show that you were going to be on, and then you came up with some dead cat story.
Yeah, we wanted to hear more about it.
Yeah,
we
wanted to bury a dead cat.
Well, tell
well,
us everything
it was
about
dead.
It.
I'm glad it was dead, at least. You didn't bury a live cat.
Yeah, it was in a box. I dug a hole, and it was a very hard hole because it was mostly... on the topsoil.
Mostly rock in the topsoil.
Yes, it was very rough.
Oh, shit.
That's
so
terrible.
What kind of shovel did you use? Did you use one of them spades?
Did you
spade and neuter this cat into the ground?
And that's not a racist joke.
No, it's not racist.
Ground was hard.
Yeah, the ground's always fucking hard around here. You know what I mean? You got to dig through like 200 fucking needles to get to, you know, any topsoil.
So, Brandon, what I need you to do is I need you to apologize to all the listeners out there for abandoning us today.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, thank you. That was very, very sincere, Brandon. I really loved that. Yeah. We're actually just going to finish up the show now. It was great to talk to you. I love you, buddy. And I hope, you know, you get a cat tree, you know, that grows right where that cat was buried. And then...
that would be great.
Yeah, man, a pussy willow.
All right, everybody.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
That's the stay on the lot. You want to hear the theme song at the end? You can dance around in your living room. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. All right, everybody. That's episode 52. We're done. It was funny. Hope you enjoyed it. We had fun.
Brandon,
thanks for, you know, at least, you know, showing, you know, your face here at the end of the show and your mouth. All right, everybody. All right, be quiet. We're going home.
Love
you. All right, everybody. That's the show. We'll see you next time. Peace.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.